Media Pulse helps you make sense of Thai politics.
Finally, we have a new government.
Yes.
After an extended period of political vacuum. It's quite strange that for weeks now, Thailand doesn't really have a fully functioning government, despite the fact that Khun Anuttin has been appointed prime minister for almost 2 weeks now.
Yeah, that's right. We will still have to wait just a little bit longer until the full cabinet is sworn in on Wednesday, the 24th of this month. And then we'll have a functioning government.
That's right. I think the period of uncertainties, of vacuum, began with the suspension of Khun Pae Thong Thanh Chinawat as prime minister.
Mm.
I remember the leaked phone call between her and the Cambodian strongman Khun Hun Sen, right?
Yes.
And that led her to being suspended from performing her active duty as prime minister before she was eventually ousted by the Constitutional Court 2 weeks ago because of that scandal. And now let's move on to what is now can be called a new guessing game in town, especially among the media.
Yes.
Who will be the next leader of the Thai Party succeeding former Prime Minister Pae Thong Thanh Chinawat? I mean, she's still the party leader, but of course, I mean, in a matter of time, the party will certainly call a meeting of the party, the executive members and the MPs and other members to elect a new leadership. And will it be someone from the Chinawat family again?
That is the question, isn't it? So for the time being, former Prime Minister Pae Thong Thanh Chinawat is still the leader of the Pua Thai Party, but it is expected to elect a new leadership preceding the next general election, with Pae Thong Thanh making way for a new leader. Pae Thong Thanh, as we all know, was ousted as Prime Minister by the Constitutional Court late last month over the leaked phone conversation with Cambodian strongman Hun Sen.
Thai media have speculated that the former Prime Minister Thaksin Chinawat will continue to exert influence over the party choice of a new leadership. Thaksin is now serving a one-year jail term for corruption and abuse of power, but is believed to be still calling the shots in the party from behind bars.
Yeah, and I guess it would not surprise anyone if Thaksin decides again to push for someone in his family to lead the party. But the possibility of his eldest daughter, Pin Thong Tha, being the choice is speculated by some media, was quickly dismissed.
And soon afterwards, just a few days ago, many Thai media outlets turned their attention instead to her husband, Khun Nattapong Kunagonwong. The 45-year-old Nattapong is the chief executive officer of the SC Assets Corporation, which is the majority owned by the Chinawat family. And that possibility has been reinforced by a casual comment by outgoing Deputy Prime Minister and a key figure of the Thai Party, Khun Phumthom Vechayachai. Now, when asked by reporters earlier this week whether Nattapong is a possible choice to replace Khun Pae Thong Thanh, Phumthom said he is smart and handsome.
Is that a prerequisite for a prime minister?
But Phumthom quickly added that if there is enough support for Nattapong, he would talk to Nattapong's mother and his wife.
His mom?
And his wife as well for permission.
Okay. But Nattapong himself actually declined to comment when he was approached by reporters. He was actually asked point blank whether he was prepared to become Pua Thai's party next prime ministerial candidate. And he said, "I haven't thought about it." Yeah. Well, if Nattapong is eventually chosen to lead the Pua Thai party and becomes its prime ministerial candidate, then he would be in line to be the fifth person related to the Chinawat family to be Thailand's prime minister. So that's after Thaksin, and then his brother-in-law, Somchai Wongsawat, and followed by his sister Ying Lak and his daughter Pae Thong Thanh.
And this is very interesting. Besides Nattapong, another person from the Chinawat family also caught media attention this week. This time it was Pochaman Damapong, who is Thaksin's ex-wife. And we have to say that the 70-year-old Pochaman has always been an intriguing figure. She has intentionally been keeping a low profile in the affairs of Pheu Thai Party, but she's known as the real power behind the throne in the party.
Mm.
And Pochaman is said to have played a significant role behind the success of her former husband, Khun Thaksin, both in business and politics.
Yeah, because we always see her around. Like, yeah. She's always in the picture, but never really say much. Mm. She is seldom seen engaging in the party's activities as well. And yet, she is known to have been behind many of his major decisions.
Mm.
So it was seen as a big deal when she made a rare appearance at the weekly meeting of the Pheu Thai Party's executives and MPs on Tuesday. That was a week after Thaksin was sent back to jail.
Pochaman is known as a woman of few words. Mm. But the few words she uttered on that day during the party's meeting fired up the room and became media headlines.
Mm.
Fight, fight, she said to the cheers of those present. And she was also given a standing ovation for what she said.
Party insiders noted that what Pochaman said was a major morale booster for the party, which is still reeling from Pat Thong Tan's ouster as prime minister and Thaksin's imprisonment as well. And many media outlets wasted no time in concluding that Pochaman was sending out a clear signal to the Pheu Thai leadership and its ranks and files that even without Thaksin for the foreseeable future, the Shinawat family is still determined to move on and with her taking the lead.
Of course, given the current state of things in Pheu Thai Party, it certainly needs moral booster.
Mm.
And nobody could provide that better than Khun Ying Pochaman.
Yeah. And if you're wondering how Thaksin is doing, we're going to give you a little update as well as the stories that we've been talking about in the media this week about Thaksin, but that's later on in the show.
Okay.
So at the moment, we're going to talk about two political parties that have been thrust into the media spotlight as well.
Okay. One is Thailand's oldest political party, the Democrat Party.
Mm.
And the other once served as the power base for the former military strongman who staged the coup in 2014. We are talking about the United Thai Nation Party, which in the 2023 election nominated coup leader General Prayut Chan-o-cha as its prime ministerial candidate.
Mm.
And Thai media believe that both parties are now confronting the same problem. That is an existential threat.
Yeah, in short, the two parties have been hit with defections and internal conflicts that would drive them into oblivion in the next general election. So we're going to talk about these two parties, but we're going to start with the United Thai Nation Party first, which is an ultra-conservative political party founded in 2023 as the political vehicle for General Prayut Chan-o-cha, or Luang Tu, Uncle Tu, as we all know, who led the military coup d'etat in 2014.
No, in fact, for a while, the party was even referred to as Prayut's party. Because it was set up with only one specific purpose. That was to bring Prayut back into office.
Yes. You're exactly right. Though its mission is to return Prayut to political office, and it failed.
Okay.
It managed to cling onto power by joining the governments of Prime Minister Set Thatawisin and then Pat Thong Tan Shinawat as well in the Pheu Thai Party coalition.
But now, without General Prayut, the party has steadily lost its appeal, even among its pro-establishment supporters. Worse still, it has also been wrecked by growing internal conflicts. General Prayut is now a member of the Privy Council, the advisory board of His Majesty the King, and is clearly out of the political circles.
Yes, the breaking point came with the recent appointment of Phum Chai Thai leader Anuttin Chanwirakul as Prime Minister. So the leadership of the United Thai Nation Party was split between supporting Anuttin and his rival for the premiership from the Pheu Thai Party, Chai Kasem Nitisiri. Yes, and its leader, Khun Pirapan Sali Ratthawipak, who served as Deputy Prime Minister and Energy Minister in the outgoing Pheu Thai-led government, was actually in favour of Chai Kasem for obvious reasons. But others in the leadership believed it was time to cut loose its ties with Pheu Thai and side with Phum Chai Thai Party, which chairs similar conservative agenda.
Several MPs and key figures of the party have already broken away from the party for a greener pasture, and more are expected to follow suit in weeks or months to come. They have been drawn to Phum Chathai Party of Prime Minister Anuttin Chanvilakun. The party has overnight become a new political magnet. And even the Secretary General of the United Thai Nation Party, Eknath Prompan, is also reported to be only a step away from leaving for Phum Chai Thai Party. Both Eknath and party leader Pillapan are known as staunch supporters of former Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, but the two have fallen out over differences in how to run the party.
Political observers believe that the United Thai Nation Party is facing a major crisis and may even be heading towards disintegration as more MPs and key members prepare to jump ship ahead of the next general election. So if that happens, GONE too will be the political vehicle designed to sustain the power of the military clique. The United Thai Nation Party, or Prayut's party, risk becoming just another footnote in Thai political history like so many before it.
A reminder, after all, the United Thai Nation Party was hardly the first party created as a power base for military strongmen seeking to legitimize their grip on power. Those that had tried earlier also all failed.
So it doesn't seem like a good model to survive after a coup. But anyway, let's turn to the country's oldest political party, the Democrat now, which is also finding itself in a leadership turmoil of some sort. Because all eyes are now on former Prime Minister Abhisit Wishashiwa, who has yet to decide whether or not he will return to the party.
But Abhisit is still keeping his card very close to his chest. Despite the widening calls from Democrat Party members and supporters for him to take back the reign of the party. The party was thrown into disarray last weekend when, out of the blue, its leader, Chalam Chai Sion, decided to resign. He cited health reasons for his resignation. But political observers believe that his resignation was prompted more by conflicts within the party, which was split over the vote for the Prime Minister early this month.
They also point to Chalam Chai's uneasy relationship with the party Secretary General Dead It Khao Thong, regarded as the party's most influential figure. Most importantly, Chalam Chai is no longer willing to dig into his own pocket to finance the party. Because in Thailand, as we all know, as in elsewhere around the world, running a political party takes a lot of money, like a lot of it, and it's worth the investment only if there is a good prospect of winning the next general election.
No, but the Democrat Party today is just a pale shadow of its old self. And it's very likely that the country's oldest party will be reduced to an even smaller force in the next general election, or even driven to total oblivion, as some media have put it. So why would Chalam Chai, a shrewd veteran politician, would want to spend more money on what he sees as a potential lost cause?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. The party actually won only 25 MP seats in the last general election in 2023, almost all of them in the south, which has been its traditional stronghold. It was the worst performance in decades for the party, which dominated Thai politics during most of its 80 years of existence. The southern region, which comprises 14 provinces, promises to be a tough battleground in the next general election as well. The Phum Chai Thai Party of Prime Minister Anuttin, the new favourite, has been making steady inroad into the region and is not hiding its ambition to beat out the Democrat Party in its own turf in the next general election.
The Democrat Party has set October 18 as a date for the election of a new executive committee and the new leader. And several names have been mentioned by Thai media as potential candidates to lead the party. They include former Finance Minister Gorn Chattikavanit and Nuanphan Lamsam, a prominent businesswoman, and currently president of the Football Association of Thailand. But is Apisit, the former prime minister, who has been making headlines. But so far, the Apisit himself has not responded to speculation that he will enter the race.
Apisit is 61 now. He has served as prime minister from 2008 to 2011, and he led the Democrats from 2005 until he resigned following the party's poor performance in the 2019 election. And he left the party in 2023 after it elected Chelum Chai as the new leader amid fears that its new leadership will move from the opposition to join the Pua Thai-led coalition government. And it actually did happen, resulting in serious conflicts within the party.
As we just mentioned, many Democrat members and supporters have been urging Apisit to return to the party, seeing him as the only person who can salvage the party. Apisit is also known to have strong backing from the party's senior leaders, including former Prime Minister Chuan Lik Pai. As the country's oldest political party, the Democrat has produced four prime ministers.
Mm.
The last one was Apisit, who as party leader led the party to a record 165 MP seats in the 2007 election. But under veteran politician Julin Laksanavisit's leadership, the party suffered its worst showing in the general election 2 years ago, winning only 25 seats.
Yeah, from 165 to 25, yeah. That's quite something. Mm. While not having given out a clear indication of his political future, Apisit has never closed the door to rejoining the Democrat Party. On a few occasions, he said that only after the Democrat Party restores its old political ideology, he would consider going back to it. So he's not saying no. But some political observers note that going back to the party is one thing, but winning back its reign is another. And they believe Apisit will face a big challenge from the current leadership. But anyway, we've talked about the Pua Thai Party, we've talked about the Democrat Party, we've talked about the United Thai Nation Party. Now, let's talk about the person in the news himself.
Someone we certainly cannot miss out.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. Thaksin, a former prime minister, continues to make headlines from behind bars.
Exactly, right? This week we get to see news report about him. Mainly the substance was what he is up to, who visited him, and how he is coping in prison. His daughter, the former Prime Minister Pat Tong Tan, said after visiting him on Thursday that Thaksin hasn't slept well. She also said that Thaksin has had his hair cut, but his hair continues to fall out, possibly because of stress. So according to prison rules, inmates have to maintain very short hair, and Thaksin can see visitors on Mondays and Thursdays. And this week, some red shirt supporters also showed up as Thaksin's family members were visiting him as well.
A prison warden told the press that Thaksin would also be seeing a psychiatrist, which he said is a standard practice for all inmates. Nothing seriously wrong with him.
The warden also disclosed Thaksin's daily routine, which includes reading, watching TV, and light exercises as well. And it's also interesting to note that we all know he's a billionaire, right? Mm-hmm. But inmates can receive some money from their families, and the limit is 15,000 baht, or about $470, and they can spend only 500 baht at a time.
No, life updates about Thaksin aside, it looks like the Pua Thai Party seems to be trying hard to draw something positive from Thaksin's imprisonment. Right? The party has certainly trying to trumpet the fact that Thaksin agreed to go back to jail. When he, as we all know, he flew back from Dubai, right, to face the court verdict.
Yes.
And knowing full well that was a possibility, the possibility of going back to jail.
Yep.
So the party now is trying to portray Khun Thaksin as the democracy fighter in order to clear his name and to prove his critic wrongs by accusing him of acting above the law. he now agreed to go back to jail and abiding by whatever the law is in concerned, yeah. Right?
There are also media reports that are attributing the success of Pua Thai in the Chiang Rai by-election to sympathy votes for Thaksin, who is in the spiritual leader of the Pua Thai party. So Thaksin is away for now, but we don't know for sure. If the Pua Thai is diminishing, the party seems to be making the most of the narrative that Thaksin is a gentleman fighter.
Now, Phum Tham Wechiachai, the outgoing deputy prime minister and a close aide of Thaksin, said that there are still people, lots of them, who have still have faith in the party despite Thaksin's temporary absence.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to strengthen the party so that it could rise again in the next election.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that Thaksin did not go to prison with the hope of gaining sympathy.
Okay, but they seem to be making the most of that kind of narrative for now.
Yeah, yeah.
And amid all this, at least Thaksin may find some respite in the Election Commission's decision on September 15th, Monday. So the EC said that it will not pursue an investigation into allegation that the Pua Thai Party and the six coalition parties allow Thaksin, who is an outsider, to exert influence and control over them. So the petition's dismissed, meaning that the party will not have to face the threat of dissolution yet.
All right. Mm,
so they can stay intact while waiting for the return of its spiritual leader for now, I guess.
Okay. Next week, the Anutin government will formally assume office, right?
Yes.
And there'll certainly be a lot to talk about.
This will be the one to watch because there are a lot of outsiders
technocrats
who have joined the cabinet.
And besides that, there are certain figures in his government that whose qualification, whose records are being questioned.
Ministers with questionable qualities. Remember what happened to Teset Tato Weesin? We don't want that to be repeated in history.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll bring more of that to you next week as it happens. For more news about Thailand and the region, visit thaipbsworld.com and look for Thai PBS World on social media.